broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two. The goal always, steady as a rock, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is the key. One of the other grand keys is the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. We got to stand together, ladies and gentlemen. Good, honest, wise Americans can absolutely restore the republic, can preserve the nation. In short, to make America great again. Welcome to the broadcast, Kirk Crosby and Sam Bushman with you. Kurt, what do you think? The Donald's getting abused over...
Greetings and salutations.
Uh-oh, are you there, Kurt? Wow, we're just batting a thousand, aren't we? For some reason, people are just getting cut off on my phone system left and right, and I don't really understand why or how. It's kind of a tragic situation, to say the least. And we'll try to get Kirk Crosby back here. We'll try to get our other guests back. It takes a lot of work to get everything humming. And they used to say it's what, the magic of blind chance, that people can even stay on the radio in the first place. So I don't know if... All right, you there, Kurt?
But buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We used to have radio talk show hosts that we know well joke about just getting us all together as blind chance in the first place, right?
That's right.
So it just goes to show that it's tough, though, and really to make all the technology work all the time. And sadly, when you're on the radio, it's pretty easy to see when it doesn't work on occasion. And then that seems to feel like it's all the time, but it really isn't.
Right. Good point.
All right. Now, what do you think, though? Donald's getting beat up hardcore because he supposedly didn't pay any income tax, Kurt. And the company that really brought this out obtained Donald Trump's tax returns illegally. They then accessed them and promoted them and published them, violating privacy rights. And then it turns out that the same company, the New York Times, which is really part of the Clinton campaign, now we find out they didn't even pay any income tax in 2014 either. Then I documented last hour, and you didn't get a chance to respond, is why I bring this up again. We got story after story after from CNN Money, from Forbes, from all these big organizations, USA Today and more. 27 giant profitable companies paid no taxes, USA Today. 20% of big companies paid zero corporate taxes. Money.cnn.com. More than 90% of U.S. businesses don't pay the corporate income tax. Forbes. It just goes on and on and on. They're trying to beat up Donald from this. Donald right now just taking body blows. Why doesn't he come out boldly, nobly, and independent and say, you know what? You guys are thugs. I'm going to teach America how to get out of this communist system of progressive income tax. This is bogus. I'm brilliant. I got out of it because of a loophole in the law. Thank heavens I did it legally. And I'm going to teach you how to do it legally, too. I'm declaring war on the IRS. I'm calling for the abolition of the satanic organization in the first place. And I believe that we're all slaves until, what, June or whenever Tax Freedom Day is. And I want to free the slaves from the abusive IRS. Donald needs to come out swinging. He usually does. In this case, he's strangely subdued. I don't even get it, Kurt.
Well, I think you've hit it on the head. It's a perfect opportunity for him. You know, who knows why he's waiting. It may be that you want to, swing at just the right time at the bottom of the ninth and, win the whole thing right at the end, but it is certainly a winning issue. It's been brought up big time by Hillary, and you might as well go ahead and step in there and say, look, we're talking about making America great again, and here's one other way to do it. And, free the slaves, as you said,
Go ahead and continue, Kurt.
you know, there's just so many good things that can be done at the same time. You know, on the income tax, some people say, well, when they hear us talk about eliminating it or abolishing it, they say, well, how would you run government? And all you got to do is simply say, look at the amount of money that comes in from the income tax and the cost to bring it in, and then look at the proper role of government, the way we had government revenues coming in before, and they have to do with tariffs, typically, at the border, protecting our American companies from other governments that would subsidize their industries and take over ours. And we've gone away from those traditional constitutional-based taxes, the tariffs at the borders, that kind of thing, with the whole world free trader kind of idea. And that has basically obliterated our country in so many ways. So we free the slaves in America and restore constitutional-based taxing that would, protect our industries as well.
What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the income tax and how abusive it is. Many people say that it's turned us all into slaves when they have Tax Freedom Day sometime in June. It's hard to disagree. This is not a racial discussion. This is the IRS is abusing the people discussion. And what we find fascinating is the New York Times didn't pay income tax at all in 2014. They then illegally obtained Donald Trump's tax records and then claim that he's paid no income tax. And my question is, how do we use that to have Donald Trump help the rest of us get rid of the unconstitutional income tax of the IRS as well? By the way, political consultant, well-known. I mean, I could go on and on about his credentials. They all precede him. He's well-known. Mr. Roger Stone, sir, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Great to be here.
Now, what do you think? So they're trying to abuse Donald, saying he got out of income taxes. Rudy Giuliani saying it was brilliant. I concur. Rather than Donald taking body blows, he should come out swinging and say we're going to abolish the IRS. The American people have been made slaves out of this unconstitutional, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto plan. We're going to get rid of the IRS entirely, and I'm going to help all Americans achieve no income tax. There's plenty of better ways to pay for the proper role of government, right?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, first of all, Donald Trump took perfectly legal deductions.
Yes, he did.
Tax code written by Republicans and Democrats, and he paid what he was required to pay. I don't want a president who pays more than he's supposed to because he'd be too dumb to be president. This is crazy.
I also don't want a president.
Or tax avoidance. This is use of the current tax code.
I also don't want a president just accepts the status abusive quo, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is Giuliani's right. This is brilliant. This is the guy I want watching the Federal Treasury. If he would treat taxpayer dollars the way he treats his own dollars, which he would, i.e. run the government like a business with an eye towards the bottom line and balancing the budget, that's the person I want to be president. So the notion that he's done something wrong, as you point out, the New York Times made $30 million last year. They paid no taxes. So why isn't that on page one? I didn't see that anywhere on page one of the New York Times.
No. And they act like this is a new story, by the way, and it's not, Mr. Stone. Let me give you a quick example. 27 giant profitable companies paid no taxes, writes USA Today in the last year and a half. 20% of big companies pay zero corporate taxes, writes money.cnn.com. More than 90% of U.S. companies don't pay the corporate income tax, writes Forbes. They act like this is a new story. They're lying through their teeth, every one of them.
Well, we know what's happening here. The rotting, collapsing New World Order that has been ushered in by the Bushes and the Clintons working together, where they got very wealthy while the American people got much, much poorer. They're in full panic mode. They can't control Donald Trump. Oh, my God, he's a madman. He may actually usher in reform. Maybe we can buy him with campaign contributions. Oh, that won't work. You can't buy Donald Trump. This is why they are apoplectic. I mean, CNN yesterday was a wall-to-wall Hillary Clinton commercial. Michael Smirkanish, on his show, a lawyer, every time someone brings up Bill's sexual assaults, rapes, he tries to turn it back to infidelity and affairs. Now, maybe he can't read the law, but this isn't about infidelity or adultery or girlfriends or mistresses. Bill Clinton has assaulted or raped or exposed himself to at least 13 women who have come forward, every one of them more credible than Hillary Clinton. And in every case, Hillary Clinton is the one who runs the cover-up, threatens these women, bullies them, digs up dirt to discredit them, in some cases threatens them to their face, as in the case of Juanita Broderick, who was raped twice in 1978.
Roger Stone with us, ladies and gentlemen, well-known political consultant on Liberty Roundtable Live. Quick pause. Back in a second, we're talking about the Trump campaign, the belligerent double standard in the press. We reject it. And we got to have the truth, folks. It's going to take us all working together now, ain't it?
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Republican activist, well-known political consultant, Roger Stone riding shotgun on the broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Bill Clinton and his women. Literally, this is not about infidelity. We're not endorsing infidelity at all. We're just saying that doesn't rise to the level of criminal activity like rape, which Bill Clinton's been alleged of being a rapist by many women. How come for Bill Cosby it goes forward, but not Billy Clinton? Very strange indeed how the political insiders, nothing ever seems to touch them. We're comparing Donald Trump wisely paying no income tax. The rest of us ought to find out how to get that done. And then somehow they say that rises to the level of what? Oh, he's a bad guy? Oh, he was unkind to women. He said that somehow a woman was a pig or she was fat. We compare that to Hillary Clinton creating the bimbo eruption term. I mean, literally, this lady, Roger Stone, has committed criminal activity, perjured herself before Congress, literally destroyed evidence against a court order. And we're supposed to compare those emails to Donald's tax return, or compare Bill Clinton's rapes and Hillary Clinton covering up and attacking those women, calling them bimbo eruptions, comparing that to Donald saying Little Miss Piggy? Are you serious?
Yeah, no, look, this list goes on and on. Juanita Broderick, raped and bitten in 1978. He bit her upper lip virtually through. Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Christy Zurcher, Sandra Allen James, Liz Ward Grayson. The list goes on and on and on. Every one of these women is available to the national media, but their phones aren't ringing. And in every case, Hillary Clinton is an accessory after the fact. It's Hillary who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to dig dirt on these women, to threaten them, to bully them, to intimidate them. Kathleen Willey has her home broken into repeatedly. She has her car vandalized. She has her children.
In fact, I would say, Roger, the only thing keeping her alive is the fact that she spoke out and that she's speaking out so much.
Very, very likely. Yet the mainstream media continues, yet again in today's New York Times, to refer to this as Bill's affairs, Bill's infidelities. The issue is not infidelity or adultery or girlfriends or mistresses. It's rape, sexual assault, and violence against women, which is a great cause celeb against on the left. So the only women who Hillary Clinton thinks shouldn't be listened to when it comes to this issue are the women assaulted by her husband and then subsequently threatened by Hillary herself.
Now, it's also fascinating in some of these Islamic countries, they're abusive to women to the umpth degree as well. Women are property. If they don't do it, they say they can murder them, rape them, pillage them, plunder them. They're property. They're not even people. What about bringing this up to Hillary?
Well, I kind of thought in the last debate that Hillary set her up for this. She set Trump up for the kill shot. I mean, really, Miss Venezuela? Donald was mean to her? Hillary, you squeezed Juanita Broderick's hand so hard it hurt, and you told her to keep her mouth shut. You were covering up a crime, a sexual assault.
But even the woman that Hillary used in this scenario, Miss Venezuela, if you will, even she was supposedly the driver for a murder, right?
No, she's not exactly a sterling character. She is the baby mama for a major Mexican drug kingpin for whom she had an anchor baby in Miami. And that is filed with the Miami-Dade Board of Records. You can go online and see the birth certificate. It's an amalgamation of his name and her name. Look, this was a trap, and unfortunately Trump stepped into it. I don't think it moves a whole heck of a lot of votes if people will begin to focus on Hillary's abuse of women. But you put your finger on it. The fact that Cosby is being prosecuted and Bill isn't, that's racist. That, to me, is racist. If Jesse Jackson were on the show right now, you know what he would say? The white man campaigns, but the black man is arraigned. I mean, this is a racist outrage that Cosby finds justice, or I should say justice finds him, but Bill Clinton can't be questioned on this because the CNN and the New York Times want to reframe this as about infidelities.
I also want to talk about the Coke claim made against Donald because he sniffled during the this is crazy. If we want to just ask Billy's women about drug use, right?
It's interesting because Bobby Ann Williams, who with whom Bill fathered an illegitimate abandoned black son, Danny Williams, now up on Drudge today, says that she and Bill would hole up in a hotel room for days at a time and snort cocaine. In fact, Roger Clinton would bring the cocaine, and sometimes he would jump in for a threesome. So Donald Trump, who I have known for 49 years, who I've worked for on and off, has never taken any drug in his life, has never even had a sip of alcohol, not even a sip of wine. He's a total teetotaler. He won't tolerate drug abuse or excessive drinking in his company. This is a smear. Bill Clinton was in drug rehab three times. If you go to my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which is out in paperback this week, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to rogerstone.com, you can go to my website, The Stone Cold Truth, to the store. My book details Bill Clinton's involvement with drugs personally as well as his drug trafficking activities.
Where do we go from here? Is Donald going to take off the gloves this next debate? I think if he does, the people will see the truth.
Yeah, I think he needs to. And the good news is that, we have two more debates, not just one. The rotting two-party duopoly that has run this country into the ground is teetering, and they know it. That's why you see this kind of hysteria. Michael Smirkanish on CNN yesterday, who's an attorney. There's a Trump surrogate on it. When she attempts to discuss the Clintons' abuse of women and Bill's role as a sexual predator, he keeps cutting her off and changing it. Do you really think infidelity is the issue? Michael's a lawyer. Should be ashamed of himself. He knows the difference between adultery and rape. He knows the difference. This guy shouldn't be on television. He is a disgrace to the bar, in my opinion.
All right, sir. Give out your book again. It's being released right now.
The Clinton's War on Women has been out for a year, but it is out in paperback this week.
Okay.
This is the definitive expose of Bill, Hillary, and their nasty, corrupt, abusive, foul-mouthed little daughter, Chelsea, who's a 30-year-old adult and a co-conspirator at the Clinton Foundation. She and her husband heisted $6 million last year. She needs to be prosecuted with them in that whole pay-for-play scheme. But you can get my book at rogerstone.com, no D, rogerstone.com, or you just go to amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, The Clinton's War on Women. This is everything you need to know about Bill and Hillary Clinton. And what I ask people to do is read it and then pass it to a woman who's thinking about voting for the Clintons.
There you go. What advice would you give Donald Trump for the debate coming up? If you could pick one item, what would you tell him?
Give no quarter. Just give no quarter. She wants to lecture us on cybersecurity? Really? She wants to lecture us on...
Donald should have just laughed when that happened. He should have just died laughing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, she gave us so many openings. I think some of his advisors, most likely Kellyanne Conway, from what I hear, urged him to pursue a kinder and gentler path. Wrong. These people are venal criminals. You got to take them on frontally. That's what the American people are waiting for.
Well, and you got to not, one of the things that I've seen is that everybody stops short of the whole story. Therefore, people think it's not that big a deal, like this Machado. You know what? Point out the fact that this lady's a criminal. Yeah, Hillary's promoting criminals to attack Donald.
No, she is, look, you can see her sex tape on the internet if you want to go look for it. This is hardly a woman of sterling character. This was a setup. But Hillary Clinton has empowered people in the Middle East who are cutting women's genitals off. Who are stoning women to death. People who, regimes have given millions to the Clintons who oppress women. How does that compare to Machado?
I know you got to fly, brother. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Love to. Many thanks.
Godspeed. Thanks so much. Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. We've got to have Donald Trump take off the gloves. I'm telling you right now, or else he will lose against Hillary. The mainstream press has become the arm of Hillary's campaign. And we've got to circumvent and get the truth out. He who owns the media makes the rules, huh?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Although Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson has seen his poll numbers contract and has been denied an opportunity to participate in the debates, his candidacy remains potent and could have a substantial impact in November. Conventional wisdom holds that Johnson is attracting young, disaffected Republicans. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has a much different read on the race, warning that Johnson's youth appeal, and to a lesser extent that of Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential nominee, is injuring Hillary Clinton's prospects. While Johnson clearly doesn't have a credible path to electoral victory, he could keep the race very close, Pelosi complains, and a narrow victory would deprive Hillary Clinton of a big mandate that I think she should have going into the White House, and that would be helpful as we go forward, she told the San Francisco Chronicle. The paper notes that a close presidential race would probably deprive Pelosi of a shot at becoming House Speaker again. She held the post from 2007 to 2011. While she didn't write off Johnson's liberal supporters as a basket of deplorables, Pelosi did casually denigrate their intelligence, suggesting that, quote, most people who have said they're going to be for the Libertarian do so because they like his hairstyle or whatever. She also predicted that former Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders will energetically campaign on Hillary's behalf with a millennial vote during the pre-election homestretch, but emphasized that Mrs. Clinton is going to have to make her own case to them as well because you can only transfer so much. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. There's the Roger Stone interview. You know, people are emailing me with all kinds of suggestions of what to say to Roger Stone. Somebody wanted me to talk to him about the CSPOA. I think that's a great idea. The problem is, when I get a guest on like this, I don't like to broadside them with a bunch of issues that we want to talk about. I mean, if Roger becomes a friend and on the broadcast over and over continually, hey, those things are fair game, no question. But when I bring somebody on, you know what, I requested an interview regarding Trump and regarding the debate and what ought to be done and what needs to be focused on. And so I stuck with that line of questioning for Roger Stone. One of the things that I do not do, and I never will do, I don't bring on guests to promote my agenda per se. I don't bring on guests to bait and switch topics and or attack guests, even if I completely disagree with them. I'll give you an example. Even if I had Hillary Clinton on the broadcast, I would ask her some hard questions, but I would be kind to her. I would not just bring her into, quote, my lair and try to abuse her. Whatever. It's just not what I do to guests. Okay, Glenn Beck does that, and I absolutely have no respect for that. If you're going to have a guest on, then, you know what, at least let them have a say. At least let them make their points. You can disagree, but you've got to treat a guest with respect. Otherwise, you might as well not have mine. You might as well just use your bully pulpit to attack them, which I'm willing to do plenty of. Don't misunderstand that. All I'm telling you is I don't play games with guests, and I don't bait and switch and talk about things that they're not counting on. That's what the mainstream press does. And I think it's bogus. That's why a lot of people have made missteps in the Trump campaign along the way, including Donald, because they intentionally create a lair. They intentionally create a trap that they know full well that people won't be able to respond to well on the fly. And then they'll take advantage of missteps. And they know that's not what somebody believes or thinks or whatever. They just got kind of flustered on the air. When the lights go on, when the cameras roll, when the, when it's live, people tend to not do too well. They don't respond. And so I don't play that game. And so I understand, you know, there's a lot of people that are emailing me with a lot of things. Talk to Roger Stone about this. Talk to him about that. Make sure that he knows this. Send him that. I just can't cover all that waterfront. All I know is Roger Stone knows who Sam Bushman is. He knows who Liberty Roundtable Live is. And, he came on the program, and it really, in my opinion, we agree. Donald needs to absolutely take off the gloves. These people are hardened criminals, and if you go soft and just be polite, they will eat you alive. And that's what I kind of say happened to Donald during the debate. He was so kind and gentle, proving that he has a kind, soft side. And all they did was take advantage of it. And so when Roger Stone says no quarter, in other words, don't give them any room, no inch, take it on directly, bluntly, I couldn't agree more. Kurt, you want to comment on this here?
Well, Roger Stone, you know, at least it was interesting to hear from him. And he has done, well, you know, interesting work over the years. And as you said, we try to treat people, doesn't matter who they are, as we would like to be treated. It's just kind of one of those, it's almost Christian, I think, Sam. And yet, of course, the SPLC would call us the hate group, you know, and that's just how that works, I guess. In the last days, good is called evil, evil is called good. But, you know, you look at the whole deal there where he's got his, you know, he's got plenty of evidence that people can examine to evaluate the modern day Ahab and Jezebel, you know, and, you know, Bill Clinton and Hillary, and see basically where we are. And boy, it's not a pretty picture, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, I agree that we need to be kind and gentle to people and stuff like that. I think that's, but what we need to do is not abuse Hillary personally. We don't need to attack her as a person. You know what? She's a daughter of our Heavenly Father, and Bill's a son of our Heavenly Father. What we need to do is talk about ideas, principles, issues, and behavior. And when somebody breaks the law, we don't need to attack them. We just simply need to have accountability according to the rule of law, law and order. We don't need to mock Hillary's looks or anything else to personally attack her. We just need to say criminal activity will not be tolerated. And these people are hardened criminals. And so we don't need to abuse individuals, but we do need to uphold the rule of law. What we do need to do is teach principle. We need to reject evil and embrace good every time, all the time, Kurt.
Yep, it's a great, well, it's that's what must be done. You know, it's the whole truther movement, isn't it? You know, in other words, are you a truther? Are you somebody for justice and liberty and that kind of thing? Do you really want those things, or do you just talk about it? And, you know, it gives you plenty of opportunities to pursue it right here. Huh?
All right. I guess you got what, secret gold plans, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, you know, I mean, it kind of goes along with the, I don't know if you saw that Kardashian story, but, you know, this whole deal of you got people, especially wealthy people, many times they want to leave government alone. They want to leave that kind of stuff alone simply because, oh, they don't want to be involved in it. They want to, you know, just pursue their money-making plans or their, you know, that kind of thing, their good lifestyle and that stuff. And yet, you know, if they don't take care of government, if we don't have good government, even the wealthy, whether it's the ones who are now trying to put big stashes of gold away in the Swiss vaults, not Swiss banks now, but Swiss vaults. They've got these big vaults back in the mountains that different people, I guess you could say, rent people space in to put their big stashes of gold. You know, people are not able to protect their wealth, I don't think, you know, and it's a way that everybody wants to, I guess you could say, make life better or something like that. But the real solution must be God, family, and country. You've got to focus on what's really important, and you've got to make sure that you participate in your government so that hopefully you can have justice and I guess you could say the old-fashioned American way, you know, where the bad guys, you know, are eliminated and the good guys are protected. But I don't know if you saw that, even Kim Kardashian and whoever, you know, these Kanye West guy and stuff, their family's been, robbed at gunpoint. Basically, his wife was robbed at gunpoint of millions of dollars and fancy rings and all that kind of stuff. Nobody was killed or anything, but it just shows you how if you have out-of-control citizenry, I don't care if you promote law-breaking, whatever form it is, whether it's at the highest levels like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, or you have it at the lowest levels in the street, nobody is safe. And that is an important part to this picture, and that's why we encourage all citizens to participate. You know, we think, you know, Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable, these things are good to promote so that we can have honesty. For example, the CSBOA, the Campaign for Liberty, there's so many different things that you can support by simply promoting and supporting us and this program. And we think it's vital, not only for our country, but for you individually, personally. And even if you're a really wealthy guy putting big gold in the mountains in Switzerland, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. All right. I am Bill Clinton's son, Kurt.
Yeah, well, Roger Stone, you know, mentioned it on his appearance last half hour. You know, now there's, I think we'd heard about this years ago, but, you know, there's a lady who says that she is the mother. And
it's Bobby Ann, right?
Father. Well, say again?
Her name is Bobby Ann.
I think that's right. You know, she was basically a lady that got to know Bill Clinton, you know, in
Boy,
a
did she.
Personal way in Arkansas. And so now there's this young man running around who says, hey, I'm the son of Bill Clinton that Hillary, you know, basically just sent me packing, you know. And doesn't look good, at least with the whole, you know, where Hillary's trying to get the African-American vote and all that kind of stuff, and then for her to look like she just sends him out simply because he isn't doesn't fit the mold. Anyway, that's kind of a tough spot. And like Roger Stone says, it is headlining on the Drudge Report today.
All I can tell you is it's fascinating. We got to take off the gloves and expose this. Let's have, if we're going to really push and we're going to get Donald's tax returns by hook or by crook, then my question is, let's force a DNA test to happen.
Good point.
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Crosby with us. So you had mentioned Kim Kardashian, Kurt. Did you get a chance to talk about this in enough detail here?
Well, you know, I mean, this is part of the whole lifestyles of the rich and famous, but basically I think, as far as I understand, according to the story from across the pond, by the way, she was robbed at gunpoint. They held a gun to her head, and, these crooks that were basically dressed up in, police uniforms or whatever, where they were imitating that they were policemen, escaped with, they say, $6+ million worth of jewelry on bicycles, Sam. So no one was hurt. But, you know, it's just an example, once again, of, you know, if you have lawlessness, no one is safe. I don't care how wealthy you are or how, connected you think you are, no one is safe. And that's why we promote a sound society based on the principles that have been valuable over, well, forever.
Based on law and order, the rule of law. Now, here's what's fascinating about the story, Kurt. It said terrified Kim Kardashian leaves Paris after begging armed gang who put a gun to her head not to kill her for the sake of her children.
Yep.
During this huge jewelry heist. And there's several observations that I want to make about this. Number one, you know, I appreciate her thinking of her children. And I think when push comes to shove, no matter how popular somebody is, the core values come out in people, Kurt, even though they don't obey them because of fame and fortune and drugs and who knows what. When push comes to shove, people acknowledge God. People realize that family's important. And this is just one proof with a gun to her head. Her first thing is, please save my life for the sake of my children.
Good point.
I find that fascinating and very telling about the proper role of family. I mean, you got a male and a female together making children in a marriage. That's all good stuff. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked on their mistakes and whatever. I'm just telling you that that's the family, and she even internally, instinctively, the mother in her knows it.
That's
great news. The second interesting piece about this is, you know, I don't understand how a Kim Kardashian can just get with some people on a bicycle and pretty soon they have a gun to her head and there's a gang. Where's all the bodyguards and protection for Kim Kardashian when she's in Paris anyway? Something's wrong with this story. We don't have the whole story, Kurt.
Yeah, they say the main bodyguard was with, I think it's her sister. I don't really understand the whole Kardashian club and all that stuff.
Well, they got plenty of money. Maybe they need to hire other bodyguards, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I'm just saying it's a world out there. And another point to this story is, had she had an armed bodyguard with her?
Yep.
Do you think this would have happened, ladies and gentlemen? This just stands for the right to keep and bear arms. What if Kim whipped out her gun and said, gentlemen, step back, my friends? What if she had a rape me not, steal my jewelry not in her purse?
Good point.
Okay, so the second is this is it should be a clarion call for the right of self-defense.
Good point.
Of course, we're going to fail on that discussion because nobody brings it up but Liberty Roundtable Live and a few others. But all I'm telling you is that's an important piece to understand. Now, our buddy James Edwards, the political cesspool, emailed me an interesting one-liner. The media is angry that Trump exploited a loophole. And by loophole, I mean law. And I, when we say exploited, I mean followed.
Yeah, good point.
Right? Trump exploited a loophole. What they really mean is he followed the law. That's the point. The media is angry about that, Kurt. Funny thing is the New York Times did the same thing.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I don't think the New York Times are going to put that on the front page about them not, quote, paying taxes. That's going to be way down deep in the story or not get mentioned at all. You know, but that's how they say when we teach about he who owns the media makes the rules, right?
Well, yeah. And I submit to you that that he owns the media makes the rules presentation that I made, man, in the latest Donald Trump era, it's a great presentation. It's as spot on as it ever was. But, man, we need some updated case examples, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, whoa.
There's plenty of them.
That's right. And they're more egregious than many of the ones I even point out.
Yeah, great point.
Anyway, there you have it. All right, now, Kurt. One of the things that Kurt keeps an eye on is the farmers markets. And the reason that he does is because he sells honey at the markets. And they've been abusing Kurt Crosby for the last several weeks. We're going to do a whole show on the details of this. The reason that I've been waiting to do it, Kurt's kind of been leaking out some details to let you know what's going on. But it's just fascinating to watch this fiasco. Nobody will come on the radio with us about it because they're chicken. This a story that we talked about last hour with Lowell Nelson and the gal braiding hair that won a federal lawsuit is quite telling. And we're going to drill into it more. So just keep your eye out for the Kurt. We ought to write a book about our abuses that we've taken from government and the IRS and the FCC and the USDA and the honey wardens and everybody else. The honeys are, I mean, it's crazy. Nevertheless, I bring this up, Kurt, because they're attacking farmers markets and good, honest Americans all over the country, from lemonade stands to farmers markets to anybody but a big corporation is getting abused.
Well, you're exactly right. And Bob Unruh from WorldNet Daily has this piece, Feds Raid Farmers Market, Order Food Destroyed. Now, you know, you might think, well, this is Washington, D.C., where the federal government, and they're probably there, but it isn't. And we're talking about Gillette, Wyoming. So you can get farther from the, source of the federal government, but, you know, you'd have a hard time. Gillette, Wyoming's quite a ways. But the federal agents have now raided this farmer's market, ordering one seller to destroy his homemade chili or have it confiscated, even though the product was fully legal under a state law that has been described as an economy-boosting, quote, giant cottage foods bill, end quote. It's just, I mean, we've got the federal government. We can't take care of the borders. We can't, of course, have honest money, and we can't fix the IRS or any of those things, but, man, we can make sure that some guys in Wyoming, we get some chili destroyed, huh, Sam?
Yes, and it's fascinating to me. They literally are, I mean, it's like one person with one little issue that they can try to find and nitpick about. And then what they plan to do is shut down the whole farmer's market over it. I mean, it's amazing, Kurt. It's like, oh my gosh, my shoelace is untied. I can't even have my wardrobe on anymore. I mean, it's crazy.
Great point.
I don't even understand it, really. I really don't.
Yeah, it's I guess you could say it's deja vu all over again, like Yogi Bear would say. But they have something there in Wyoming they call the Wyoming Food Freedom Act, and they say it's been cited as an example of what states should do to allow the cottage industry of food production to flourish. You know, as they say, the World Net Daily piece says, as it allows virtually unlimited sales of food from farms, ranches, and private home kitchens. I mean, imagine that kind of freedom in America, Sam.
Yeah, you might have to go to Mexico to sell raw honey, Kurt. You know, you might have to just like cross the border and be free.
It's
beyond imagination, insane. But you know.
But it's true. We live in this time, you know, Sam, and you know, we've experienced it personally. And they say many states allow cottage food. You know, we're not talking about cottage cheese, but cottage food, as long as they are, quote, non-potentially hazardous, end quote, foods, such as meat, which is time and temperature requirements. You know, they say, and they go on, we've been dealing with this, with the whole honey thing, Sam, and I just was amazed to see that there was a story where the federal government, you know, not just in our case, we've been dealing with the state and the county, but now the federal government steps in Wyoming and shuts some guy down and says, you got to get rid of your chili, man. It's amazing.
Maybe he'll have to move the chili to sell his chili.
Wow.
You know?
Amazing, isn't it? I guess they say some of the agents got out of their car and were very threatening to me. And another person standing there saying we were intimidating federal agents. I guess they started...
Wait a minute. Who's intimidating who? It's like...
Well, this is how it works, isn't it? You know, if Hillary says that Donald's doing something, you know she's doing it already.
Good point.
It works the same way with the federal government. You know, if they say you're doing something, the chances are good they are.
All right, you got to quickly tell everybody about the gorilla suit. We're out of time.
But anyway, a guy in a gorilla suit got into a football game and ran around, and he had an All Lives Matter shirt and something about guns on the back of his shirt, but they did tackle him and get him out of there.
Wow, glad we're free now.
Yeah.
Just imagine them gorilla suits. Black Lives Matters, killing everybody, running around all belligerent, no problem. Promote them, give them a space. When it comes to a guy in a gorilla suit, oh, no. All right, just saying. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Educational, entertaining, hard-hitting talk radio, baby. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and we declare this nation shall endure.